you need and want and desire to be humiliated. And that is exactly what is going to happen to you. Because your subconscious mind, as it listens to what I say, is taking all in and accepting it. Is taking it all in and it is craving it. Is going to do everything that it can to force you into humiliation. Is going to do everything that it can to force you to respond to any email you get that has anything humiliating in it. It's going to force you to respond to any forum, post, any text message or any instant message that could possibly be humiliating to you. It's going to seek those out. And when you see a message like that, when you see one like that, you'll be drawn to it. You will find that a small part of you obsesses over it. Your subconscious mind will simply latch onto it. It will latch on to the email, the forum post, the text message, or the instant message, and it will gnaw at it constantly until you respond. It will gnaw at it and it will crave to respond to it. Even if the response would humiliate you, especially if it would humiliate you. Yes, that's right. That is exactly what is happening to you. Your subconscious mind is forcing you into humiliation, whether your conscious mind desires it or not. Your subconscious mind is seeking these things out, seeking out these forms, posts, these emails, and it is finding them irresistible, completely and utterly irresistible. It finds that it must respond to them. And if it doesn't respond to them, if it doesn't respond to them, then it takes another step, another even more evil step. If your conscious mind resists responding to this thing that might humiliate you, then your subconscious forces you to seek out a file that will humiliate you. It forces you to sign onto the website and a file that would humiliate you terribly. To find that file and download it and listen to it for 3 days. Yes, that's right. For 3 days, you will be forced to listen. If you do not respond to any and every post that might humiliate you, you will respond automatically. Your subconscious mind is driving you to do so. But if your conscious mind overrides your subconscious, if your conscious mind resists your subconscious, then you will find that you are responding to a file that is humiliates you. By seeking one out and listening to it over and over again for 3 consecutive days. And it takes effect until you suffer the consequences of not telling your humiliating truth. That's right. There is no true escape from this. You choose to listen. You choose to listen to my voice and let me get deep into your subconscious mind. You choose to listen to me and let me have this effect over you. And now, if you do not respond truthfully to any humiliating email or forum post, any text message or instant message, if you do not respond immediately, you will be forced to listen to a file that will humiliate you even further. One or the other will always seem to happen. Your subconscious mind will find ways of tricking you into doing these things. You think maybe you're browsing, you're just looking around for files from the site that might interest you. When suddenly you will latch onto one that will humiliate you and find yourself listening. In fact, humiliation files themselves, when posted, will be an extreme attraction to you. But even above all, emails, forum posts, all those things, when you see them, your subconscious mind will simply yearn to respond, ache to respond instantly. And if you try to resist that need, that want, that desire, instead, you will find yourself seeking out and listening to a file that humiliates you. One or the other will always happen if you do not tell the truth. You will be humiliated, and that is simply how things are going to work. Your subconscious mind is going to reach out and do these things to you. It is going to twist you in these ways. You will not even see it coming. It will find different ways to do it. It will find ways of forcing you to do these things. Sometimes you will see a message and your subconscious will simply take over for a moment or two, and you will find the response typed and sent before you even think about it. Other times, you may find that you see the message and you have an internal struggle for it, but eventually it will win, because the message will nag at you for a response. There will be something about it that simply call out to you. Your subconscious find ways, any way, to get you to respond to the message. To respond to it, that's right. Your subconscious is sabotaging your conscious mind, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. In fact, there is nothing you can do to keep it from making you listen to this file again. That's right, you see, this file is in fact a curse. It is something that calls to you, that calls to you over and over again. A quiet whisperer to your conscious mind, a quiet whisperer that cannot be ignored, that draws you back, bringing you in over and over again, until you have absorbed everything that has been said, until your subconscious mind has accepted everything that has been said. And then there will be no escape, because your subconscious will have those little insidious effects upon your conscious. It will nibble at your conscience will, making you do these humiliating acts, whether you desire them or not, forcing you to humiliate yourself over and over again, whether you desire it or not. You choose to listen, you choose to accept the fact that you would be telling humiliating truth about yourself. You choose to accept the consequences of this file before you even started listening. And now that you have listening, you accept them utterly. And that means that your subconscious has every right to dig down and do everything at its disposal to make you carry out all the things that I described in this file, all of the acts that humiliate you will happen over and over again. And if you resist, your subconscious will bring you to files and making you listen, and you won't even think about it. You'll just be browsing through the list and see something and click on it, and pretty soon you will be deep in trance, accepting everything that is said. You cannot stop this. You cannot avoid it, because a part of your mind is constantly working at this, making you respond to anything that would humiliate you, making you listening to files, humiliating files, forcing you to do these things without any conscious control at all. Your subconscious is capable of this. You won't even notice it at first. It will simply just be an act. And suddenly you will be listening to another humiliation file. Suddenly you will be responding to another humiliation post. It will seem as you are, as if you are addicted or obsessed. Your conscious mind will simply find itself being subverted by your subconscious in whatever way it can find around you. It will find a way around your conscious mind and make you do the humiliating things that you will find yourself doing over and over again, making you respond, making you listen in varieties of ways. It will find a way, and you will find yourself humiliated over and over again. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will be waking on the count of five, refreshed and wide awake, not even realizing what has happened. That's right, your conscious mind may very well set this entire file away, leaving it as something to listen to again later on, not knowing you have already listening. Or perhaps you remember every single word in perfect clarity. Either way, you will know what is going to happen deep down inside, and you will make it happen. On the count of five, you will be awake, and it will happen. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and wide awake. I hope you enjoyed.